Okay, welcome to this month's episode of 10 Minutes of Orthodoxy. If you're here for the first time, what we do is we have 10-minute segment where we talk about something Orthodox or about the Orthodox Church before we start the Bible study. So welcome to this month. Just before I start, I want to say happy Father's Day to any fathers. Everyone looks a bit young here, but any fathers or fathers-to-be, happy Father's Day. And to all the women out there, I just want to give you a piece of advice. If you're looking for a present to give your father, brother, cousin, whatever it is, I'll give you free advice, free of charge. The best gift you can give them is let them watch the football in peace. Right? Seriously, just leave them in peace. It's only 90 minutes. If they don't speak to you and ignore you for 90 minutes, they still love you. It doesn't mean anything. So just, and every match is important. Even Iran-Bosnia, it's all important. It's all part of the World Cup. So here goes, free advice before we start. All right. So this month, I thought we'd speak about a topic that I've been trying to avoid speaking about. But we've been together for a while now, so I thought, let's talk about it. Don't hate me when I say it, but I want to speak today about tradition. Okay? Now, the Orthodox Church is a very traditional church. Some people call it old-fashioned. So what's the point of tradition? Why do we have all these funny traditions and things? Why do we do things the way we do? That's what I want to talk about today. Before I start, I want to show you what the Bible says about tradition. Okay? So I'm going to show you two different views from the Bible. The first one comes from the Gospel of St. Mark. This is where Jesus is slamming the Pharisees. Like, Jesus used to always like telling the Pharisees off and really giving it to them. So this is one of those scenarios. Jesus says to them, "For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men." Okay, tradition. "The washing of pitchers and cups and many other things you do. All too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do." So very against tradition here, right? Very anti-tradition. Let's look at another point of view. This comes from St. Paul's letter to Thessalonians, his second letter. St. Paul says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, either by word or our epistle." So there's two different views here in the Bible. One is against tradition and one is for tradition. So I guess the question is the Bible contradicting itself? What's going on here? To understand this contradiction, we have to understand that there are two types of tradition, okay, in the Bible, two types of tradition. One tradition, some people call it capital T tradition, okay? So tradition with capital T, and small t tradition. There are two types of tradition. The capital T tradition is basically the tradition of God, what God has told us to do. Some people call it holy tradition, or the apostolic tradition, what's been passed down from Jesus to the apostles, down to Pope Toadros, it's gone down the line, all the way from Jesus. That's holy tradition, apostolic tradition. Now there's little t tradition, which is just things that men have made up, people have made up. Before I go any further though, what does tradition mean? Tradition, if you look at the Greek word, it basically means something that's passed down. You know, in the Olympics when they do a relay and they pass the baton to each other, that's tradition. So passing things down. So holy tradition has been passed down from God or Jesus or the apostles. Small t tradition has been passed down from our grandparents. Okay? Now the Bible is not against small t tradition. The Bible is against you saying that small t tradition is God's tradition. It's God's commandment. And if you don't do small t tradition, you're a sinner. And basically laying aside the commandment of God, as Jesus said, and focusing on the small t tradition. That's where the problem is. But tradition itself is not a bad thing. If you think about it, we all have traditions. Whether we like it or not, we have things that have been passed down. Like, I could maybe speak Arabic at home. That's a tradition. The language I speak is a tradition. There's a funny tradition, if you think about it, that human beings have. When I meet someone, I hold their hand and I shake it. That's a strange tradition. What am I doing? I'm holding and shaking. But no one questions that. Because that's a tradition that's been passed on from generation to generation. So tradition is not wrong. Everyone has tradition. I could have like a family tradition at Christmas. I go to my grandfather's house and we have kofta. That's my tradition. That's just a family tradition that's been passed down. So there's nothing wrong with tradition. The problem is making the small t tradition like the commandment of God. Does everyone understand that? Okay, let's play a little game. I'll tell you a tradition and you tell me whether it's big t, small t. Okay? We'll start with an easy one. The sacrament of the Eucharist.
Big T.
Big T, right? Okay, big T. Praying in Coptic.
Small T.
Are you sure? Okay, good. fasting.
Big T.
Good. Using incense.
Small T.
Why big T? Not just Old Testament. And Revelation. And Revelation talks about incense. All throughout the Bible, God loves incense. It was everywhere. Everywhere is incense. Old Testament, New Testament, Revelation, heaven. There's always incense. Big T. I've got here calling everyone uncle and auntie, even if you're not related. That's a Middle Eastern thing. Small T. All right. So, as I said, the point is, the Bible is not against small T tradition, but Jesus is against you laying aside the big T tradition and focusing on the small T and making that the be all and end all. Okay? Now, some people would say, when they come to an Orthodox church, that a lot of the things you do are not written in the Bible. Where do you get this stuff from? Like the way you pray the Mass and stuff, it's not written in the Bible. So where do you get it from? Now, here's another important point. I said tradition is stuff that's been passed down. Okay? If you think about it, think about this carefully. Isn't the Bible a part of tradition? Wasn't the Bible itself passed down? Right? It was passed down. The Bible came from the apostles, the disciples, they wrote it, and it was passed down, all their prophets, and it was passed down from generation to generation. So the Bible is a part of the tradition. Make sense? Most people think that the Bible started and then tradition came from the Bible, but it's the opposite. It's tradition, things that have been passed down to us, and the Bible is one part that's been passed down to us. But there are a lot of other things that have been passed down to us. This part's a bit tricky. But let me show you a verse from the Gospel of St. John. It's the last verse of the Gospel. St. John says, "And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." So that means that not everything is written in the Bible. I know this sounds heretic, but not everything is written in the Bible. The Bible is not like a rule book, and if it's not in the Bible, I'm not going to do it. No, because by you saying that, you're minimizing the Bible, you're bringing it down to a simple rule book. But the Bible's more than that. The Bible's living, and it's part of a bigger living tradition. So our church looks at the Bible. Of course, that's very important. We look at the church father teachings, things that have been passed down again. There's a big, big sort of circle of tradition, and the Bible is a big part of it, yes. But you can't read the Bible without the church tradition. Like, you can only read the Bible correctly in light of the traditions and the teachings. Let me tell you another thing. Do you realize that all the heresies that have happened in all of history have always started from the Bible? So someone takes a verse and says, "Oh, look, this verse means blah blah blah," and come up with their own tradition, and then a heresy starts. So the Bible read on its own in isolation is not the right way to read it. The right way to read the Bible is in light of the tradition. Make sense? And that our church understands very well. Now, the tradition, the point of tradition, and a lot of us can get fixated on tradition and just focus on tradition and nothing else. And then we become Pharisees. But it's always good to remember that the point of tradition is to bring things to life. It's a means to an end. The tradition helps you in your relationship with God, but it's not the thing to focus on. Let me show you an example. I'm going to read you a verse from the Bible in Revelation. Okay? St. John went to heaven and he's describing heaven. I'm going to read you this and you tell me if it sounds familiar at all. Okay? So he says, "Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 priests sitting, clothed in white garments." Okay? So the priest is wearing white. "And they had crowns of gold on their heads. 7 lamps of fire were burning," or like candles, okay, "before the throne. Around the throne were 4 living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. And they did not rest day or night singing, 'Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty.'" Does that sound familiar to anyone? Priests dressed in white, candles, people shouting, "Holy, holy." Does that sound familiar to anyone? It sounds like the Mass, right? So the point is that traditions, the stuff we do in the Mass that have been passed down, are meant to bring things to life. They're meant to show you that the church is heaven on earth. So traditions bring things to life. Okay? That is the point of tradition. Now, there's a problem here, and this is how I want to end. There's a problem in that some people can go to 2 extremes. You can have 2, especially in the Orthodox Church, you can have 1 extreme, which is, it's all that tradition. I don't care what anyone says, my grandfather's been doing it this way, and it's going to stay this way. Very, very militant tradition. Another extreme could be, forget tradition, It's all old-fashioned anyway. Let's just be free and do what we want. Both extremes, this is dangerous. Okay? I always like to relate kind of our relationship to God to my relationship with my wife. So there are certain traditions in marriage. For example, I wear a wedding ring. Okay, that's a tradition. Now, if I focus on the wedding ring, and all I care about is the wedding ring, and the wedding ring is clean, and I don't speak to my wife at all, I've missed the point. I've focused on the tradition, and I've forgot that this is meant to remind me of this, the relationship. But the other extreme could be this. I could say to my wife, Habibi, you know what? Let's just be free. Forget all these funny traditions. Wedding ring, who needs it? You know, forget all these funny rules, you know, having to live together in the same house. Don't worry about it. Let's just live wherever we want. You know, let's sleep with anyone we want. It's traditions, they're rules. Let's be free. It's all about love, right? Again, that's just as dangerous. So the problem is we need to find a happy medium where you understand that the traditions are leading you to the relationship. Another thing to remember, and this is how I will end, is that the whole point of everything we're doing, the traditions, big T, small T, everything, is what? What's the point of it? Let me show you. Someone came to Jesus once and said to him, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" So in other words, if you think about it, what's the best or the most important tradition? Give me something, give me like a rule, a commandment, that's the best thing ever. What did Jesus say to him? Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Listen to this part. "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." On these two commandments, on loving God and your neighbor, hang all the law and the prophets. That means that the point of everything we're doing, all the traditions, big T, small T, are love of God and love of neighbor. If we're not doing that, we're missing the point. If the tradition is not leading me to love God and love my neighbor, I'm missing the point. So just something to consider. Thank you for paying attention, and enjoy the World Cup.